Good morning, good evening, or possibly something else. This is Patrick reporting from JFK International Airport in New York. And I'm waiting for a flight, which is delayed, which connects to another flight, which is also delayed. The problem is I'm not sure if the second flight is delayed enough after the first one lands to still make the connection. But anyway, I'll figure all that out later. So I'm here for at least the next hour and a half, and in order to while away the time, thought I would show you something kind of interesting. There is a feature of Wolfram Alpha, and by extension Siri, flights overhead. And the way this works is if you're using Siri on an Apple device, you just go Wolfram Alpha flights overhead, and it gives you a general rundown of the flights overhead, your current location. It gives you the flight number, the heading, the type of plane. It's delayed by 5 minutes because you can't have real-time data in the hands of just anyone, because that just might cause bad things to happen. But I've never done this at an airport. I've never tried it at an airport because I've actually not been to an airport since I got my iPhone 5. Which is the first device I've had with Siri. You can actually do this with Wolfram Alpha directly if you don't have Siri. You can just type it into the website, and it will get your location based on, I guess, your IP address and figure out where you are relatively and do this thing. But let's see what happens if I do this at what is quite a major airport. So let's unlock this device.
8:33. Sunday, slide to unlock.
And, anyway. I had to wait for that to go by, because otherwise this thing won't be able to understand what I'm saying. All right, let's try this. Wolfram Alpha, flights overhead.
You said Wolfram Alpha flights overhead, looking. Okay, Boris, here you go. Input interpretation, flight seen from current location, result, altitude angle, JetBlue Airways flight 378,300 feet 20 degrees up, JetBlue Airways flight 950 37,000 feet 18 degrees up, GoJet Airlines flight 6,185 10,000 feet 14 degrees up, Mesa Airlines flight 3,797 33,000 feet 11 degrees up, JetBlue Airways flight 465 36,000 feet 11 degrees up, type slant distance, JetBlue Airways flight 370 Airbus A324.6 miles E, JetBlue Airways flight 950 Airbus A320-23 miles E, GoJet Airlines flight 6,185 Canada Regional Jet CRJ 708.2 miles S, Mesa Airlines flight 3,797 Canada Regional Jet CRJ 732 miles S, JetBlue Airways flight 465 Airbus A320-36 miles WSW, locations based on projections of delayed data, angles with respect to nominal horizon.
It only showed me 5. That's kind of boring. I was hoping it would do more.
Screen locked.
Oh well. Maybe that's the limit. Pretty sure I've seen more before, but it's still kind of interesting. Alright, so let's pause this recording and plug in the venerable ICOM ICR6 and put it on good old 119.1, see if we get any fun ATC stuff. Okay, the scanner is now plugged in, so let's start scanning on that band. Well, this is actually not doing anything interesting. Oh well.
Yesterday, which leaves the monthly total at 4.7 inches. The total snowfall for the season still stands at 4.7 inches.
Wow.
There were 16 heating degree days yesterday.
So yeah, just had to make sure the radio was actually working, going to the weather band. And it does. Guess I'll just turn this thing off because it's boring. And stop recording. Because it's boring. So until next time, have a nice time. One of those, yeah.